I'm Petty Officer Ethan Morrow. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, DOD airlifts supplies to Gaza, and U.S. and U.K. navies sailing together in the Mediterranean. The United States airlifted more than 54,000 pounds of United Nations humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza on November 28th. The United States has mobilized $100 million in humanitarian assistance to help civilians affected by the conflict. The aid is meant to help thousands of people during a humanitarian pause in hostilities, intended to further a surge of life-saving assistance to Palestinian civilians. The United States will continue to lead the humanitarian response in Gaza to further support those in desperate need. The United States is by far the largest donor to the UN's humanitarian efforts in Gaza. Pentagon Press Secretary, Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said what was included in the aid during a press briefing.
Today, the United States airlifted 24.5 metric tons, or more than 54,000 pounds, of UN humanitarian supplies to provide vitally needed medical supplies, warm clothing, and food and nutrition assistance to the people of Gaza. At the request of USAID, these supplies were transported via a U.S. Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft and arrived today in Egypt, where they will be transported via ground into Gaza and then distributed by UN agencies.
Royal Navy destroyer HMS Duncan D-37 joined the Gerald R. Ford Carrier Strike Group to participate in routine operations and conduct training events in the Mediterranean Sea recently. This combined effort enhanced allies' abilities to maintain agile, capable, and flexible forces in the region. Duncan, operating under the command of Standing NATO Maritime Group 2, conducted a replenishment at sea with Henry J. Kaiser-class replenishment oiler USNS Laramie T-TAC AO-203 and an air defense exercise with the strike group ships. The world's largest aircraft carrier, USS Gerald R. Ford CVN-78, hosted the commanding officer and crew of Duncan, while sailors from the Gerald R. Ford visited Duncan. To find out more, you can head over to defense.gov to read on the aid to Gaza, and c6f.navy.mil to read more on the Ford and Duncan in the Mediterranean. To stay up to date with what's happening in your community, visit facebook.com/AFNNaples. And as always, stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That was your AFN Naples report. I'm Petty Officer Ethan Morrow.